Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur. And you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle. To learn more, log on to foundation@hearstcastle.com.
My name's Anna Lloyd. I'm the sales assistant manager, and we're here at Harborside Oakland.
And whereabouts in Oakland?
We're right off of Embarcadero, right by the water. So It's a nice, beautiful view. As you can see, we have our big open windows. You could look out onto the water.
Yes. And is that 580 that's the highway?
880, sorry.
Oh, 880.
Yeah, right off the freeway, right off of 16th. And Embarcadero, so it's 1840 Embarcadero.
Tell us about the philosophy of Harborside and what and why, what do you do?
Yes, so Harborside first started back in the medical days. We were all about health and wellness and getting education to the clients about really the medical side of the cannabis plant. So we had a lot of different kind of clientele, which was great.
Did you have cancer patients?
We had cancer patients. Yeah. A lot of really serious ailments would come in and get the support that they needed.
Yes. It works.
It works, yes, for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you have to try a few different products to find the one that's right for you. Mm-hmm. But it's an amazing journey, and I've had so many people come in and just express how much they're just so grateful.
Yeah, I know people that nothing worked until they tried some alternative.
Exactly.
And it's really fascinating how lifesaver for people.
Yes, you can really see the passion of the people too when they come in and how grateful they are that they found something that worked. It's amazing.
So evolution here though, you started out medical and now you have a whole holistic approach, right?
Yeah, so now, we're recreational as well as the holistic approach. We still cater to those medical clients.
Sure.
We still have cancer patients who come in as well, too.
As you alluded to, there's been an evolution in that therapeutic treatment. You know, how much have things evolved?
So much. There's still so much to the plant we don't know. There's different cannabinoids, and people just react so differently to them and how it affects them. So the evolution on the cannabinoids, there's CBN now, there's THCV now, CBG, there's so many different cannabinoids.
And everyone has a specific thing it targets and helps with.
Right? Yes, exactly, yes.
This is like a general store. I mean, you have such an array. I mean, I can't even keep my eyes still. But right behind you, little salsa chips.
So many different products. It can be a little overwhelming how many products we have. And like you said, they're all out on the floor. Mm-hmm. So clients can just approach the tables and pick the products up, which is very unique that Harborside does. Mm-hmm.
But how does somebody know? You know, just most of the time people know what they want to have help with, but they don't know quite what to pick out. And that's where you might come in? Or
exactly. I feel like a lot of people don't know, you know, we get a lot of elder clients who are first trying cannabis and they don't know where to start and they don't know where to begin. I think most people do know is whether they want the psychoactive effect or not, and that's usually a good place to start.
Yeah, for sure.
The CBD or the THC.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of naturally high, so I don't need it.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. Yeah. The CBG for me is one of those that complements that kind of natural high in a way, as you were speaking to. It gives me this really just inner and outer good feeling.
That's nice, yeah.
Yes.
But I do need it and use it, and that's for sleep.
Yes, sleep is very popular right now.
Yeah, and there's been even recent days, some evolution in different things. Can we go look around the sleep aisle
Absolutely.
For a moment?
Absolutely, yes. We actually have a whole section dedicated to products that staff love for sleep. Cool. And we can show you that.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, so as you walk in, we have our edible table. We also have a lot of our specials or deals as well as soon as you walk in on the left. And then we arrive here at our All Aboard the Z Train. So this is check out these staff picks to encourage a restful night.
Uh-huh.
So as you look, you kind of almost see a color theme here too, which is very helpful that cannabis is starting to do that. There's a lot of blue and purple kind of packaging.
Yeah, I use that plus right there.
Plus is great. Yes, love the plus. The Camino is my personal favorite.
Oh, really?
Love the Camino. Uh-huh. Kiva itself has been around a very long time in the industry. They're very well known.
Uh-huh. You have such an array of sleep aids. Is there a graph? Is there a chart? You know, is it random? Pick one, try it. If it doesn't work, come back, pick another.
Right. So legally, we cannot say that cannabis is a sleep aid, right? Because everyone's different, too.
Right.
And we don't want to say, yes, this will help you sleep when everyone can be affected differently. So not a chart per se, but this is why we came up with this section, is to kind of show you what products that we feel that worked for us and for a lot of our clients as well.
But again, there's a lot of kind of trial and error, because I don't see any charts that say for this type of
Correct.
Breath. Yeah.
Correct. Yes, it is trial and error because everyone's so different, and how they receive cannabis can be different in each individual.
Yeah. Okay, so the end cap or this entire row is all around?
It's an end cap for now.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe in the future we'll have a bigger section because more and more products are coming out that are, you know, a lot of people love for sleep.
So as long as we're here, the Camino, you said that's your favorite.
Yes, that's my favorite.
And why is that number one for you personally?
That one has a ratio of 5 THC to 1 CBN. And for me, it just relaxes my mind and my body. It gives me a very heavy feel. A lot of people can feel that CBN can increase your THC effect, but for most people in a nice indica way, so in a nice body relaxing way. I also wake up and feel very well rested.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to ask, if there's like a hangover with some of those, or do you wake up feeling really relaxed and like you got a good night's sleep?
I found that CBN gives that to me, that very restful sleep where I don't wake up with a hangover. So some people, if you take it and you fall asleep right away, I've heard a lot of people waking up with that groggy effect. Not so much with CBN, but I tend to tell my clients, try it at least an hour before bed. You want to feel those effects, and then you drift off into sleep.
Right.
If you take it and fall asleep, I have heard a lot of people wake up with that groggy effect.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've had people in the industry say, take it 2 hours at a time. Yeah.
Yes, totally, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's whatever your body, you know, metabolizes it at, you want to listen to it. I tell people to keep a journal. That way they know, this helped me with this, this didn't help me. I need to take it at 2 hours or 1 hour before bed. It's very helpful.
So Camino, like the Plus, are basically the little gummies you chew on. But up top on the left, you have, it's like a beverage shot.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, The Dreamt is a newer company for us. They have gummies, they have vapes, and they have a sleep beverage shot. This one's 4 milligrams of CBD to 10 milligrams THC. So a lot of people find that CBD can kind of calm the mind down a little bit, where the THC part can kind of calm the body down a little
bit. Oh, interesting. And then on the right, same company?
Yes, that's
they have a vaporizer. How does that work?
Vapes are great because a lot of people find it's very fast acting. You could take one puff and almost feel those effects immediately.
Wow.
So if you're someone who feels that you need help going to sleep, I say a vape is a great way to go. Where staying asleep, the beverage shot would be a nice option.
Okay. The little shot, it's only $7.
Yes, so. Yeah. It's 10 milligrams of THC to 4 milligrams CBD, so that is a great product to try at that price point. I love the ingredients that they add in there as well. They do the valerian root, and they usually do melatonin as well.
Uh-huh.
So they're adding those kind of natural herbs to the cannabis, which is also a natural herb, in my opinion.
Okay, let's jump over here to the vaporizer for a moment.
Yeah.
The same company. What happens there?
So this is a disposable one. It also has the melatonin and the valerian root as well. They're cute because they have the directions on the packaging. Some people are like, how do I take a vape?
Exactly, yeah.
How long do I inhale? Uh-huh.
You know, I'd want to know that. Yeah.
Yes. So they say right here, 2 to 3 second inhale and repeat as needed.
Uh-huh.
I would say at least wait 5 minutes in between the puffs as well, just to feel the effects.
So there's a little button on the side.
Yes, this is the childproof packaging.
Uh-huh.
So everything has to be in a childproof casing. I even myself have times where I can't open the package.
Mm-hmm.
We have our safety associates outside sometimes that can help explain
how
it
funny.
Too.
Or find a kid and they can open it for you.
No, exactly. Yeah. Right. There's also a lot of really cool information. There's the terpenes. Terpenes are the flavoring, right? And in my opinion, I feel like lavender is the relaxing. Citrus is the uplifting. So for me, those terpenes are very important to give me that either indica or sativa effect.
Very cool. Okay, let's move on. You have
more. So much more. Yes. Yeah, I like to refer to this as our wellness section. So we have a lot of tinctures, topicals, capsules. We even have bath bombs and bath salts. I love the bath bombs and bath salts. I come out of the bath so relaxed.
Oh, wow. And down here?
Yeah, this is more. We even have a vet CBD.
Oh, for doggies?
For the doggies, yes. So they are a high CBD product, right? Animals can't talk to us and say, hey, I don't like this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So we always go with a very high CBD ratio first.
Mm-hmm.
They do have an option that's a 10 to 1, so 10 parts CBD to 1 part THC. I like to say that's more for end-of-life care.
Mm-hmm.
The animal's not eating, not drinking, not sleeping, can't move around. That might be the option, but always start with a high CBD
right.
one.
But it works, and people come back for more for their doggies.
They do. Yeah. I actually have a papillon who has hip dysplasia.
Uh-huh.
He will not jump off and on the bed until I give him his tincture.
Wow.
And then he's a happy pup.
How cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Over here.
Next, we have our cartridge table or our vaporizers. So many different options with vaporizers. There's different extraction methods. And I feel like that's the big difference when it comes to vaporizers, is how is that THC extracted?
Mm-hmm. Give an example of the breadth of different ways it is extracted.
Well, as I was speaking before about the terpenes, that is also in the cartridges. So there's different kinds of terpenes or flavors. There's botanical grade, comes from plants. There's food grade, and then there's the cannabis terpenes as well. So that also has to do with the extraction and how it's extracted.
But again, how does somebody know what to pick that's never gone there before?
Definitely ask us. You know, we love questions here. We want to hear your questions, and we're all about educating our clients on like the terpenes or the extraction methods. A lot of the time the packages do say sativa or indica, so that's very helpful for people who want that effect and say, oh yes, I know that. Indica gets me sleepy, or sativa gets me energized.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say you want to just get high and hallucinate, you know, whatever. Do you have products like that?
We have all kinds of fun products. There's definitely vaporizers and edibles and flower, and it can all give you that kind of euphoric or uplifting or happy feel. Which one is right for you, again, is going to be a journey. For me, most of the time it's sativa that gives me that happy and fun and euphoric. Blue Dream is a classic strain that can people feel like, oh, I just feel amazing, I feel fun and uplifted.
Different bodies are affected differently, so again, you have to do a little experimenting to find out what works for you, right?
Exactly, yes. We can say, you know, for most people, we've been open for so long. So we get that anecdotal data to see, you know, hey, for most people, you know, this is how it affects them.
Because of the feedback you get.
Exactly, yes. But again, we encourage people to have a journal, write it down, figure out what works for you.
All right, let's move on. There's more.
Yes.
So curious.
So much more, yes. So against the windows here, we have different little call-outs or sections for things. We have some edibles. Sometimes we have a brand that's just so big and has so many different options. We kind of shout them out and give them their own little section. Here we have our batteries for vaporizers. Next we have Dimebag, which is a great company. They focus on buds and flower, as well as pre-rolls too. And it's a great affordable price. I love the Dimebag option because I feel like it works for me. Mm-hmm. And it's a good price too, which is important. And next we have our loud pack section here. And of course we have little, you know, rolling papers and extra utensils that you might need. But we really try to make these pop, you know. It's all about brands. Clients really relate to brands and what works for them. So having a whole section dedicated to that brand can be really helpful to our clients.
You know right where to go.
Exactly, yes. And then behind us, here is our flower section. So all our loose buds are here. We do tend to classify it where the top shelf is like our top shelf flower.
Right.
So many options. We're constantly bringing in new products as well that we feel meet Harborside standards. We want the best of the best.
That's so cool.
Yes.
What's your competition in town?
We have quite a few dispensaries. There's, you know, Alameda's right there. There's delivery services. Oakland has become more and more popular with cannabis, as it should be. So there's a lot of different stores. Again, here.
That are similar retail walk-in.
I believe there's only one other one in Oakland that has this open floor plan like we do.
So you're the go-to Walmart of fun things.
Well, maybe I'd like to say Nordstrom's, but yes, yeah, totally.
There you go. Yeah. So over here, quiet times, indica.
Yes, there's companies that do like to put the effects out there and say, hey, this is how we like to, you know, make you feel on the packaging. And I do like that. It's very cute that they do that sometimes. This is the Miss Grass. So we have 14 grams, which is a half ounce. So if you're someone who likes to bulk up, maybe save a little money, these are great options here.
Cool. And more.
Yeah, we have our Sublime, which are pre-rolled flower that are also infused. So if you're someone with a higher tolerance, fuzzies are great. And the price point is perfect for the really high THC percentage that they offer. So many different options too.
And over here again, flower.
Yes, we have a farm in Salinas. So this is Harborside Farm, established in 2016. We have pre-rolled options, we have 7-gram options, and we have the 14-gram options. Again, at an affordable price. We want to get medicine to the people, or cannabis to the people, I should say now.
And again, some experimental time required for somebody to fine-tune what they like the best.
Yes, what strain works for you. Again, I go back to the terpenes or the flavoring of it. Some people can smell lavender and it wakes them up, you know, so not everybody is the same.
Yep.
Some people can smell citrus and it puts them to sleep. So that journey is definitely something you have to find that works for you.
Yeah. Unlock your mind.
Yes. This is the Key brand. Again, a very affordable flower. Same options with the half ounces, 7 grams, eighths. We even have a special today on the eighths as well, too. Always trying to give a good deal.
Yeah, that's so cool. And here?
Yeah, this is more of our Key and our Harborside. We just launched the Harborside Farms, the Legacy. So we collaborated with Bubba Kush. They are someone who really focuses on genetics. So genetics being the strain of the plant.
And where are they based?
So that was in our farm. They just gave us the genetics and we grew it.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, the flavoring and the potency was really great. I did get to try it and I love the flavor of it.
And then we we passed earlier a chocolate aisle.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Are you interested in let's the chocolates?
Let's go look, of
okay,
course.
Okay, let's take a look. Yeah. We do have our pre-roll section as well. We did divide this as just flour only on one side and then infused on the other side. And we have gift cards as well. Holidays is so fun to give a gift of cannabis. And then we have our cookies here, some drinks, which are great on a nice hot summer day. And then we're coming back to our edibles here and we could check out our chocolate section. So we do have lots of different chocolates, but we did put a section of chocolates here. We have like peanut butter cups, peppermint patties. We just got a new brand in and they've been really tasty. I've been really liking their peppermint patties. But here's our chocolates. We do have rosin infused. Are you familiar with the rosin infused?
No.
So rosin is an extraction method for the THC, and it's using heat and pressure, which is super natural, right? That's all you need is heat and pressure. So for me, I get more of those cannabinoids that come through. Again, we're learning about the plant, so many different parts of the plant. But with that extraction method, a lot of those cannabinoids come through. So I get more of like a whole body kind of experience, where some products, some people, they just get high and maybe that's just what they want to do. But the rosin for me is that more whole body entourage effect.
Very cool. Can you taste and sample here? Do you have buy it and try it?
Legally, we cannot give out any free samples. Everything has to be in a child-proof package that's tamper-proof as well. So we can't open the products up. By law, we would have to destroy those products if they were opened.
Interesting. Well, this is really cool.
Yeah.
To learn more about your world, what would you recommend?
Oh, yeah. So shopharborside.com. You can see all our products there. Or come in, ask questions. Mm-hmm. We have consultations that you can set an appointment for a concierge appointment via Zoom or in-store as well. So if you have a lot of questions, you need that one-on-one time, the concierge is a great way to go.
Very cool.
My name is Anna Lloyd, and we're at Harborside, Oakland, right off the 880 off of 16th Ave. So it's 1840 Embarcadero.
Awesome. Thank you so
yes.
much for sharing.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for coming out,
coming in
and asking questions.
Yeah, this is great. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.